It's Wednesday, November 13, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. The National Petroleum Corporation announced plans to drill 4 new exploration and appraisal wells in the Orange Basin between later this year and early 2025. Working with joint venture partners, NAMCOR aims to build on recent successful oil discoveries and data from advanced seismic surveys. Here's NAMCOR's Paulo Coelho.
While the Orange Basin has shown considerable promise, geophysical and geological studies further indicate that hydrocarbon potential within the Luderitz, Walvis and Nama basins. As a result, NAMCOR and its joint venture partners continue conducting detailed studies in these basins to evaluate and further de-risk the areas with potential hydrocarbon accumulations. Now, there are no planned wells in the Luderitz, Walvis or Nama basins as yet. However, the geophysical and geological analysis are ongoing with the aim of identifying and assessing hydrocarbon prospectivity within these basins.
Still with local news, Trustco Group Holdings Limited has officially applied to list its ordinary shares on the Nasdaq stock market. The application, submitted on November 11, is part of the company's plans to directly list its shares on Nasdaq alongside its existing listings on the NSX and Johannesburg Stock Exchange. If successful, Trustco will make history as the first Namibian company to be listed on that stock exchange. Trustco's Neville Basson.
As a conduit for investors seeking exposure to a high-quality African assets, we do believe the addition of a primary Nasdaq listing will not only help drive wealth creation for shareholders, but also allow us to capitalize on new opportunities while contributing to the continent's overall economic development. In October 2024, the Nasdaq was the largest stock exchange worldwide by value of electronic order book share trading.
South Africa's International Relations and Cooperations Minister, Ronald Lamola, says government is committed to supporting political stability in Mozambique. He welcomed the return of normalcy at Mpumalanga's Lebombo border amid ongoing protests in the neighboring country. Briefing the media, he highlighted the importance of validating election results transparently.
When President Ramaphosa welcomed the announcement of the preliminary election results, he also reiterated the call for calm, restraint and the rule of law in Mozambique. Mozambique is experiencing outbreaks of protest in the aftermath of the general elections. South Africa expresses concern that the outbreak of the incidents of post-electoral violence.
On the continent, Reuters says Navin Ramgoolam has been reappointed as Mauritius's prime minister following his coalition's decisive victory in the general election. His alliance to Changement secured a commanding 60 out of 62 seats in parliament with 62.6% of the vote, according to the Electoral Commission. The landslide prompted incumbent prime minister Pravin Jugnauth to resign, says the Mauritius Broadcasting Corporation. To the U.S., where its president-elect Donald Trump is set to be considering Florida Senator Marco Rubio to become America's top diplomat, filling the coveted Secretary of State role. Rubio, a known China hawk, could be joined by another strident hardliner, Florida Congressman Mike Waltz, as National Security Advisor. Nick Harper brings us the report from Washington.
Rubio would become the first Latino to serve as Secretary of State, underlining Trump's gains in the election with that demographic. Florida Congressman Mike Waltz, possibly the next National Security Advisor, has similar hardline views about China, pointing to the direction of future U.S. foreign policy. And if South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem becomes Homeland Security Secretary, she would work with Tom Homan, the new border czar, to secure the U.S.-Mexico border and enforce the mass deportation of illegal immigrants. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.